Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 128 for Tuesday, November 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday as both speculators and commercials were on the buy side of the light activity. Canola up $2 to $5, the January contract up $2.80 at $475 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil contributed to the firm tone in canola, although the Canadian oilseed does remain stuck within a well-established range, with little in the market that would warrant a significant break, higher or lower. The Canadian dollar was showing some strength late in the day, and that tempered the upside potential in canola. Rising North American production ideas and improving South American weather conditions also put pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat were higher, while beans settled near unchanged. Soybeans were up a penny to down a penny, the January contract up only a quarter cent at the close at $8.79 per bushel, as that market saw some consolidation after hitting its lowest levels in a month yesterday. Solid export demand did provide some support for beans, but the good harvest pace and generally favorable yield reports were bearish. Private forecasters Informa Economics released updated production estimates today, raising their projection for the U.S. soybean crop to 3.95 billion bushels. The U.S. soybean harvest is 92% complete as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of both the year-ago level and the average for this time of year. Corn ended up 2 to 4 cents, the December contract up 4 at 3.80 per bushel. Gains in crude oil, chart-based buying, and a lack of significant farmer selling all provided support. But on the other side, Informa pegged the 2015 U.S. corn crop at 13.72 billion bushels. That would be up from their last estimate. The U.S. corn harvest is now 85% complete, and that's also ahead of the year-ago level and the five-year average. Wheat up 3 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 8 at 5.16 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop is rated 49% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. That's a slight improvement from last week, but still well off the 59% of the crop in the good to excellent bracket at the same time a year ago. Persistent dryness concerns in the Black Sea region also helped underpin wheat today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.